Hello, Chris Buschhausen here. I'm currently thinking about a couple different things to talk about today. The most important thing to talk about is going to be the proposed new jail. It's not really a city council issue, but it is an issue where the jail is going to be located next to one of the subdivisions that I am going to be representing as city councilman if I do win the election in November. So here is some things I'd like to talk about. And I'm running for city council of District 1 in Greenfield, Indiana. And I've been talking about a variety of different issues. And I've done a lot of responses and stuff like that. But I've heard residents, be concerned about the location of the new jail. And it's not, Greenfield city line kind of like ends right at 400 East right now. Maybe in the future it'll go a little bit further, but right at this current time, Greenfield city line ends at 400 East or J.C. Phelps Drive. That's like the last piece of real estate road wise that the city has before it turns back into county control. So the county bought a patch of land, the county farm, between 400 East and 500 East, just south of US 40. When I looked at this, it was really interesting because it's about 3/4 of a mile, about a half a mile to 3/4 of a mile away from Keystone Subdivision. Because if Keystone keeps on expanding like it is, Keystone Subdivision eventually is going to be even closer to US 40, which I don't think they're going to go too close to US 40 because then you have the issue with road noise. But that's, be said. I had people ask why this isn't an issue with Indigo Springs, and that's because Indigo Springs is blocked by a factory on the south part of it. And they're not really going to be dealing with that issue in Indigo Springs. The only subdivision I see that might have to deal with the issue of the new Hancock County Jail, because I guarantee you it's going to get approved, is Keystone Subdivision, which weighs the question with a lot of residents there with the, depending on, how far off the road the jail is going to be. Is it going to be like right off the road like the current jail is, or is it going to be like have a little bit of, space before you actually hit it to the jail to kind of, tuck it in behind everything? That's the thing. We don't know anything about it yet, but the county council wants to vote yes on a plan that they don't even know what it's going to cost. So they think it's going to cost $35 million, but we've heard costs as high as, $42 to $43 million. And that's, fine, but you should know the exact cost before you decide to start approving a tax proposal that's going to affect the residents of, Hancock County, to include the residents of Greenfield. Granted, it's, a tax that costs less than $2 a week. But that adds up to $100 a year for those making $50,000, and then those people that are making even more money than that are going to pay even more money. And this is over 22 years, not 20 years, because for some reason the Indiana state law was changed to accommodate that. So locality taxes are going to increase 0.20% more, which is going to put it just a hair below 2% locality tax. And the residents that are questioning it are just wanting to know more details, what it's going to look like, which we kind of know what it's going to look like, which is great. But where is it going to be positioned at? Is it going to be in the middle of, in between 400 East and 500 East? Or is it going to be on the corner? We were told that it's not going to be on the corner of that intersection. But what is known for certain is that residents that live nearby the jail could be affected by what we like to call property value decreases. And there are other things that cause property value decreases when you're looking at stuff like that. There's many things that can be taken into the equation of that, to include, you know, bad schools, abandoned houses, crime. But a lot of times when you live near something like a jail, it automatically decreases property values. Unless you're looking at the case of, you know, Marion County, where the area that they're building their jail at, because it's going to be an enclosed facility away from most things, it's actually going to help the local economy over there. But in Greenfield, or, you know, Hancock County, you know, it's so close to both of them, where we're looking at this new jail, that could definitely affect property values. And then residents are worried about when, you know, an inmate gets released, you know, what happens if they don't have a ride to go anywhere? They're just going to be walking, and maybe one of them walks into the community that we live in. That's what I was told by one resident. Maybe they walk into the community that we live in and, you know, commit crimes in the community. So that's definitely a concern. And I'm not trying to do any baiting or anything like that. I'm in law enforcement myself, so these are questions that arise, you know, when talking about certain things. I really don't think Hancock County is going to allow that to happen. I imagine when somebody's released, a lot of times they're going to have a ride, because Hancock County really doesn't have the type of inmates or criminals that, let's say, Marion County has. But still, that's definitely a concern for somebody who lives nearby, because a half mile to 3/4 of a mile of a walk is really not that far for somebody. Now, most of the time, I imagine they're going to walk to town, or they're going to try to grab a ride, or, you know, they're going to try to figure out something in order to get out of there, because a lot of people don't like coming back to jail. I understand that. But definitely, you need to see more of a presence along US 40 from the Hancock County Sheriff's Department around that area after that jail is being built, to ensure that the residents aren't being affected by anybody who's being released from that jail. And that's just my personal opinion on that. But it's definitely a good question about all that that's happening. Do I think a new jail needs to be built? Absolutely I do, because the current jail is way over capacity. This new jail is going to hold, I believe, 400, and it could be expanded to hold 600 in the future if they need to. Right now, I believe it's over 250 inmates for a jail that's only supposed to be holding, I believe, like 157. So way over capacity. So that's more of a county issue, but that falls in the line of, you know, you could open up for lawsuits and things of that nature, doing the living conditions and stuff like that. So I could understand why the sheriff's department and the county want to alleviate that issue and build a new jail. They're saying that the jail, if it broke ground, could be done as soon as early next year for the first part, and then the second part would be done after that. This does not relocate the Hancock County Sheriff's Department, however, from its current location, which I and the guy who's running for mayor, Zach, agree that the county should be looking at ways to push the jail completely out of the downtown area to open up more opportunities for development along that corridor. Maybe that includes relocating the Hancock County Community Corrections Work Release Center somewhere else in the city. Maybe relocating that to a different part, maybe closer to where they're working at and not downtown. I'm not saying relocating that down to where the current jail is going to be getting built, because that's going to even give them a longer ride. Because most of them that I talked to told me that they have to mainly do work in Greenfield. They can't look really anywhere else, which limits them on opportunities on that. But that's a different story. I think what a lot of residents want to know is what the exact cost is. As soon as they know the exact cost, where it's exactly going to be built at. And then after, you know, all this comes about, then I think the county council should approve on the tax increase. But I think they should wait on the architect to come back with the designs of it, before just going ahead and voting yes on something that they don't know the exact cost on. So basically, in my opinion, they don't have the taxpayer dollars they don't have the best interest of the taxpayers at hand, because they're not giving full details on this, and we still have, you know, that's, you know, a difference of $8 million or $5 million or however much, but it's millions of dollars that we could be looking at a disparity of, and as long as, I guess, the county council's, you know, transparent about where it's going, that's fine, but I think exact costing need to be known as something like that. Because I know when Marion County was doing it, Marion County knew the exact cost of it, and then they had contractors bid on it. After the contractors bidded on it, then it was approved. As soon as they knew the exact cost, it was approved, and then the contractors bidded on it. They chose a, you know, contractor to do it, and then that was approved by the city council out there. Granted, the city county is all one over there, so it's not the same thing as Hancock County. But I think a lot of people are just wanting to know the exact costs so that they know their taxpayer dollars are not being wasted. And then we have that whole issue of how close is it going to be to Keystone, and what kind of crime and stuff like that is it going to bring to the area of that? Because District 1's a pretty clean area when it comes to things of that nature. And then we have another proposal in District 1 where I'm running for city council at, where another subdivision is going to be getting built, which opens up the idea for more ideas that I had, which was retail and some more businesses out in near District 1, and also the widening of J.C. Phelps Drive. Some people don't believe it should be widened. I think it should be widened. I think also McKenzie needs to be widened, and New Road needs to be widened as well, to just allow for us to control the influx of traffic in the future coming to Greenfield. I know not a lot of people, or not everybody, supports the expansions that are happening in Greenfield, but this is what happens when you have a city that a lot of people want to move to. People want to build houses here. People want their kids to go to the schools. And guess what? It expands like that. That's just the way it goes. If you look at Carmel or Fishers or anybody in Hamilton County, back in 1990 to 2000, they experienced huge growth. They were able to keep up with it. And then from 2000 to 2010, they also experienced huge bursts. And then so did Greenfield. Greenfield experienced a huge burst from 90 to 2000, 2000 to 2010. And from 2010 until now, we have experienced a lot of growth. That's just the way it is. As, you know, suburbs expand, the city grows, things like that happen. But we need to make sure that our residents are safe. We need to make sure everything's controlled to the point where we need to make sure that the population and everything is, we're basically handling the influx before it happens. And that also creates positive changes. It also attracts new businesses and new residents, in terms of what I've already spoken about, which is adding more parks in the Greenfield by having, you know, corporations and the local businesses sponsor things like playgrounds and things of that nature. And that in return attracts more people wanting to go to the community when you have parks like that, which creates a more family-based community and not a crime-ridden community. And it also attracts more high-paying jobs and not low-paying jobs. So there's a lot of things that I've looked at and that my colleague that's running for mayor has looked at. And I believe, I know that I'm the best fit for city councilman in District 1, because I know that I could bring a lot of good changes to Greenfield that residents will enjoy, and not positive and not negative changes that you guys won't enjoy. But that also includes the cooperation of the city county council and the mayor as well. But anyways, that concludes, you know, the issues that have been brought up about this. Send in, you know, information as much as you can to the county council and tell them what your opinion is on this, because they vote for it next month, the second Wednesday. So we got to make sure that we give our opinion and make sure that we know where we stand on this, so that they know that our voice and our vote counts. And they need to start understanding that just because, you know, they've gotten as far as they have with who they are doesn't mean that the residents of Hancock County and Greenfield are going to stand for it much longer. And we need to get people in there that are going to spend our money wisely and actually make sense on things. The Hancock County Jail does make sense, like I said, but also we must do it in a way where it makes logical sense to the taxpayers, where they know the exact cost, the exact location, and then something like a tax increase could get approved. With that being said, my name is Chris, running for City Council, District 1 in Greenfield, Indiana. Have a wonderful Monday. Stay safe out there. And please look for more content from me in the future. And I'll be out in your community if you live in District 1 soon to talk to you guys and find out what you guys are looking for changes in the near future. Have a great one. Bye.